She knows sports and other too.
It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
Good morning, Mal.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. So what do you know this morning, Mal?
I wanted to talk to you about something that I do, and I have to admit it.
Okay.
I listen to people's conversations on the phone. Not on purpose.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, people need to realize that when they're loud on cell phones, people can hear. So at work, I've heard some real naggy ladies talking to their husbands. I've heard doctor appointments and debt collector calls, and I'm like, you know, I don't mean to listen, but since you're talking that loud, I'm just going to hang on to every word.
Yes, sure. Agreed.
So the other day, I was at Hy-Vee, and there's a lady behind me, and sometimes I listen to them talk, and I'm like, would I want to go have a beer with this person, or do I want to slap the hell out of them? This lady fell into the slap the hell out of them category.
I figured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, this story doesn't end with, and I made a new friend.
Nope.
That would be no fun. But she's on the phone with somebody, just irate, that her daycare provider gave little Mason baloney. And I'm like, what? She goes, does she know what's in that? Does she know that he was sick all night? They must have been out of ham. And I'm sitting there like, bologna is not bad for you. That half my left arm is made out of bologna from when I was a kid. You know?
And look at you, the fountain of youth.
That's right. I'm telling you, all that embalming fluid and deer cartilage really made me young. But yeah, I'm like, it just made me sick. And I'm like going, these people that coddle their kids, little Mason had some bologna. Who gives a crap? Mason had a tummy ache. No, he didn't. You know, it's lies. It's based on all these people that read articles and their kids can't do this, their kids can't do that. I was climbing up the side of my house with a garden hose thinking I was Spider-Man. I hit my head on the driveway, and guess what? I got back up and did it again. I rode my bike with my feet on the banana seat,
yes. Right
down a hill.
Right.
I crashed all the time, and I'm just fine. Right. And I'm sick of these little cobblers. I'm not a cobbler. Maybe a little bit of my kids when they were little. But that wasn't, I don't know what happened there. But, here, you can't have this, you can't have that. Second kid comes along, you're shoving like a whole slice of pizza in their one-year-old mouth, you know? I don't know. But anyway, whoever that lady is, you are in my slap the crap or slap the hell out of category. We will not have a beer, nor will we go to a movie. So.
Or eat bologna sandwiches together.
I'm going to go buy a pack after work and just open it and bite right through it. And you know what? I'm going to use white bread.
Goodness, man.
Oh, that's great. Love it, man.
Anyway, sorry. I said, listen to everybody. Watch what you're saying on the phone, because there's people like me that act like I'm not listening, and I look like I'm studying the candy bars and the hand sanitizers by checkout. Really, I'm listening to you.
You are now warned, Central Iowa.
That's okay. Right.
All right.
That's right.
So Purdue and Iowa and Iowa State and Texas Tech tomorrow. What do you think? What do you think, Mal? How's it going to go?
I think they're both going to win.
Yay!
I mean, that wasn't said with much pizzazz, Mal. It sounded like you had half a bologna sandwich.
And I'm mad at the Hawkeyes.
Well, sure.
They played like crap. That offensive line is a liability, yeah. And they're awful.
Yeah.
And there's no adjustments at halftime like there used to be. So the defense is fine. I have no issues with the defense. No. You know, they don't ever give up over 17 points a game. Mm-hmm. I have no problem. I stand up for Nate Stanley all the time. And I still think he's a great quarterback, but dude, maybe roll out. I know you don't have a lot of time, but try to move. I don't know. I'm just mad.
Problem is, when the pressure comes up the middle, there's not much a quarterback can do. And that middle of the offensive line is just not getting it done right now.
No, it's not.
That's true. And you know what? The reason I was talking bad about Stanley is because everybody's telling me, I know you're a fan, I know you like him. He sucks, this, that. And I'm like, yeah, he does, but he doesn't. I still love him.
No, I mean, look, he still misses throws from time to time and stuff, but there's no doubt the offensive line is the problem with that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, it's horrible. And, the running game, everybody says, we need a better running game. Well, where they don't have any holes to run through.
Nope.
Their guys are getting tossed on their back.
Yep.
I don't, anyway, I'm done complaining. I'm going to put those two losses behind me now. I was furious for days, but I'm okay. But Purdue has actually beat them the last 2 years in a row, and Purdue actually is number one in the passing game in the Big Ten, which is weird.
Yeah.
And the only reason they're number one is because they have no running game, and all they can do is throw, which is good for the Hawkeyes because their secondary's been solid. They don't give up over 17 points a game. And I think that is the main reason why Iowa is going to win this game. I think they'll win by 10.
Okay. And Iowa State, Texas Tech?
Oh, boy, that team. I'm telling you, I've had some Iowa State fans this week. You know, I've tried really hard to be polite about this team all year and be bipartisan, you know?
Yes.
And some little snippy remarks from people, little drive-bys. I don't like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't care if Iowa shouldn't have beat them. They did. So whatever. I'm done being nice. But it's not the team's fault. So I'll be nice to the team today.
Oh, look at that. Aww. Look at you, Mal, rising above.
Right.
Right. All those Iowa State bush-drinking potheads.
See, so much for rising above.
I mean, we're almost there. We're almost right there.
Actually, maybe I do want to hang out with Iowa State fans. But Iowa State, I'm just such a fan of Brock Purdy. And do you know a little stat? He's the only quarterback to throw over 200 yards against Iowa. The only one.
Really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that in the Iowa part, but whatever.
And Mel, his mom fed him bologna.
That's right. Something else. He's a little poser on Twitter. I follow her, and I tried to talk smack to her, and she ignored me. Anyway, Iowa State has a good offense now, and their defense has been rock solid all year. I like that tight end, that Charlie Kohler. I really like him. I think he's going to be involved a lot. I think the defense, the difference in this game is going to be Iowa State's defense. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch. I think the Cyclones are going to win this by 13, and I do believe Purdy's going to have a huge day, defense is going to have a huge day, and Charlie Kohler's going to have a huge day.
All right, but what about
Mal's Magic Man?
Who's it going to be this week, Mal?
I'm going back to Iowa City for this one, and I'm going to go with the young Iowa wide receiver, Nico Reganey, number 89. I love this kid. He's tied with Smith-Marset for 24 receptions. He's a freshman. He was redshirted last year, and I think he caught one ball all year. But he plays the slot. He reminds me of a young Danny Amendola, who he reminds me of. I like this kid. He actually was a star lacrosse player in high school, which maybe helps him with his little fast feet. But he was offered some scholarships in lacrosse. He picked Iowa. I think he's going to be a nice dump off option for Stanley. And I expect.
And with wins for both teams, you can follow Mal on all the social media channels. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat as well. Have a great weekend, Mal.
You too. Go Hawks.
Take care.
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.